also.
Yep, yep, okay. Yeah, and of course it helps prevent infiltration from computer noise and, you know, whatever else you've got going here. For better or worse, I've got one of the iMacs in the same room, and it's amazing how much noise that makes, say at 160, and of course in the AM broadcast band, you have to get 4 or 5 feet away before the radio becomes even slightly useful with a little portable radio.
Yeah, that's true, especially at 160. But, you know, there's no magic cure for that type of antenna, and as I say, if you end up with it, two pieces of coax there making a balanced feed line, even if you don't use it all the way up to the top, will work fine, because you've got a short piece of coax with a high SWR, and it's not going to worry, not going to cause much, but it may save you lots and lots of grief.
Yep, yep. The other thing that I'm looking to do when I get a few minutes with semi-decent weather is I'm going to try to take some of the pieces of fiberglass pole that I've got, make a little forked piece at the end, and try to fish the wire up through the trees a little better so it exits the trees at a higher point. And then shorten the whole loop by however much I have to take out of it to, you know, get the whole thing elevated. And at that point, I think that will magically coincide better length for 80 meters, and the whole loop will be farther up in the air, which hopefully it'll be more symmetrical at that point. And more elevated as well.
Why not? That antenna will work well. It doesn't matter how non-symmetrical it is and how you do it. You lay it around, you drape it over the trees. It does work. And the only thing you've got to worry about is feeding it. If you have an automatic antenna tuner, that has a limited range, you can get some really wild reactances with that type of antenna. And as I said before, a feed line length change will solve the problem there. But it's always fun to fool with antennas. Sometimes they surprise us. Sometimes they frustrate us. Sometimes they drive us nuts.
Well, I suppose part of it is I could try to tune the antenna somewhere near to 80 and then tune the feed length so that it's not too bad on the other bands, as it were.
On the other bands, it's not going to be too much of a problem. Without having much instrumentation, if you take a look at the current and let's say you run 100 watts and you don't see much in the way of current going out, you know that the impedance is rather high, and you just want to avoid very high impedances down in the shaft.
Yeah, understood.
That's why I actually had a open wire coming in. I had a board with two inductors each one was in series with each one of the legs, and with jumpers on there, and I could actually change that inductor, and it cooled things off. Everything worked well, and there were just a couple of other bands that I needed to put that inductor in, and that made all the difference in the world.
Yeah, it would be nice if I could get it in the neighborhood where the ICOM in radio tuner would grab it.
Well, I've not been successful. If you remember that big loop on field day, I've not been too successful with automatic tuners tuning that whole loop versus CW versus phone. For some reason, the LDG never cut it. We tried. We did a lot of things, and made a lot of changes, and finally I decided to use the manual tuner to tune that, which did fine.
Oh, I'm pretty sure the problem you were having with the LDG is every time Jerry would key up, or somebody else would key up, it would throw the poor tuner into a conniption fit. Yeah, I think it was behaving well, if it were the sole radio in the area.
Well, that's true, too. Something the designers of the LDG didn't think about. That way you were sitting there with 100 watts. There was somebody there, right behind you with a kilowatt on another van.
Oh, yeah, one. Oh, my. Oh, time to retune. Oh, sorry about that.
It did drive it nuts. Well, I'm certainly looking forward to field day, as I always do. I think this is number 40-plus field days with Farah. Wow, I think I'm getting ready to set a record here.
Yeah, the other one that would be really neat is, has Tony talked to you about that power possibility?
He mentioned it, but I saw the pictures of it, but yes, that would be very nice.
Yeah, obviously, well, I haven't heard anything since we went down and took the photographs. If that has moved forward in any kind of a satisfactory way or not, but that would be really neat. Of course, now we would need to find somebody who could tow the darn thing and not get into trouble.
Someone who towed the boat all the time. Yeah, their concern, I guess, the folks there were that we knew what we were doing, you know, rigging it, setting it up, and stuff like that. I guess for the most part, we know what we're doing. Although sometimes I'm not always sure.
Yeah, I have pretty good confidence that we can stay out of trouble with the darn thing. Yeah, obviously it's fairly stable by itself, and then a couple of guy wires in each direction probably would nail that for vertical stability. Yeah, it should be pretty good.
Certainly make our job a lot easier to be able to throw something like that down there and just pop it up and crank it up.
Yeah, it'd be, of course, the other thing too is you can get up over the top of the building so you don't have that obstruction.
Yeah, that does make a big difference on the higher frequency bands.
Yep. Anywho, I'm trying to put together a printer here. I have a printer that's never been put together, and I'm trying to get that done before I start to nod off too hard.
Okay, well, we'll let you go do that. Catch you later. And that's 2K. K2ZO.
Yeah, thanks for the advice, and I'm sure I'll come knocking a few more times. Anyway, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon. K2ZO, this is NS2K.
Okay, by the way, I have in my garage the balanced antenna tuner for the BC610. It is humongous.
Well, what don't you have in your garage? Good grief.
I don't know. I don't remember. You know, I mean, I'm down in one area of the garage. I'm down to about the 1976 layer now, because I've noticed that the magazines I'm turning up around that date. This is like an archaeological dig, you know, where they're looking for the shards of pottery or things that they date them. We just got past the 6HF5.
I love it. Well, the other thing that's going to be kind of scary is there are going to be a lot of old TV transmitters coming on the market. And I'm afraid that some people are going to think that would be a good idea to put them on VHF or something.
Boy, you're talking about some good power there.
Well, it would take rather serious wiring to make that work. But it's an obscene amount of power, typically. and not exactly intended to run narrowband. Of course, the visual is very wideband, and the oral is typically fairly wideband, so they're not terrifically efficient. But I can see people getting hurt with some of that foolishness.
Well, anytime you play with tubes with handles, there's always a little excitement involved. Okay, we'll catch you later. NS2K, K2ZO.
Yeah, the other thing that could be much nicer is the single solid-state modules that are typically being used in, say, FM or TV transmitters nowadays. Anyway, have a good evening. And those would be more like, in the 1,000-watt class, something that's not unreasonable. Anyway, and they run on fairly moderate voltages, typically, 48 volts or something. Have a good evening, NS2K.
Okay, good.
This is W2ZU Mobile.
Who's that?
W2 Victor Uniform.
W2 Victor Uniform, is that correct? It's K2ZO.
K2ZO, yes, that is correct. W2ZU, good evening, Jim. Rachel.
How you doing? I'm good. When I first heard you, I don't know, you were weak or just, maybe I was just away from, I'm just using a handy talkie here.
I'm in my car with a 50-watt mobile rig, but I'm down in Bloomfield, so I'm probably at the fringe of the coverage area.
You're doing fine now. When you first came in, you were a little bit low. But you're doing fine now. You're doing good.
Alrighty, very good then. Thank you for coming back to me. And it's been a long time since we've talked. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Kind of missed the QCWA get-together.
Yeah, I do too. I don't know if there's anything that can be done to revive the chapter.
Well, I'd like to. I'd volunteer to do some of it, but I wouldn't want to do it all on my own like the previous folks had done. But maybe we can get together and get a few people who get the thing going again. It's a shame that in an area like ours that we have an inactive chapter.
I agree. And there's we've got so many people around us who most likely are members, at least national members, and who have a tremendous amount to offer. It might be a good thing for two or three of us to get together sometime and see if we can try to come up with a spark to bring it back to life.
Yeah, and maybe get somebody who has, one of the nice things is to get a place where we could meet that would be kind of centrally located, or maybe two or three different places. That would be good. And, there's lots of possibilities, but like anything, everybody seems to be too busy today.
Yeah, but, I don't know. Usually find a busy person to do something because they find a way to make time for it. And if you can split it among two or three busy people, then that's, I wouldn't want it to all be on the shoulders of one or two people. It's got to be divided up. And in addition to perhaps rotating a meeting place, it would be a good idea to rotate the times around, too. Because there are a lot of people who qualify for membership in the organization who are in their 40s and 50s, but who can't get away for a weekday lunch. And I realize that they tried a couple of weekend lunches without much success, but also need some programs to go with it, which we had for quite a while, but then that dropped off. I mean, with any club, you've got to have a program in order to get people out. So, I'm about to go into a hole here, so let me turn it back to you, and then I'll come out the other side. KQZO, W2VU.
Okay, W2VU, KQZO. Yeah, you need to get things going. And, I get pretty busy with the Barrett Group, which moves right along. By the way, I'm getting two CQ magazines every month. Since the demise of the other publication, and the you guys picked it up, so I thought they would just extend my subscription, but no, I get two. But making good use of it, I give it away.
Okay, well, that's good. That should be extended. There must have been some tiny little difference in the way the addresses were put into the computer, some little difference in how your name or address is in there that caused the computer not to identify them as being duplicates. But if you give our office a call, then they'll take care of it real quick for you. And it'll take a couple of issues for it to work its way through, but they'll take care of that for you.
Oh, okay. Well, I really wasn't that concerned because I would just drop off the extra copy to the new ham, and I thought it would be a worthwhile thing to do there. So, okay, well, I got to get going here. I got a few little projects I got to do before I get hit the sack. Now that I work part-time. so we'll catch you. W2VU, K2ZO.
Very, very good, Jim. And, I can't think of anything better to do with an extra copy than give it to a new ham. So. Whatever your preference is. 73, and, let's follow up on the CCWA thing sometime. It really is a shame to have a chance to be in
it. Okay, you're getting a little spotty there. Yes, I agree with you 100%, and I'm going to start stirring it up here because we have a number of members in the club that would qualify, and some that, of course, are already members, so get a spark going and see what we can do. 32 to you, okay, 2073.
Okay, great, Jim. Yeah, if you find some interest, let me know. I'm easy to find. 73, W2VU.
Okay.